This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abam. So you'll tell me, what's the halacha? If you just land, and you could go either to Shachris, or if you have a Seder Kavua, and you still have time to daven with the minyan, should you first have a Seder Kavua, or go for a minyan? And what if... Okay, just throwing that out there. Okay. I just landed. Siftes, kisha oikrim, when you're oiker the feet of the kaihanim. Rashi, toisis, ran, kasu, delo yoimar oisai, ad omdai, lifnei hateva, v'chein kasav habes yosef. So, I think you have to read it like this. Kisha oikrim, kaihanim ragleim, lalo sadochen. When the kaihanim are oiker their feet to go up to the dochen, oimrim, they say, Yiratzem ulfanecha Hashem lekenu shetehe bracha zu shetzivisanu levarech es amcha Yisrael bracha shalema v'lo yeba michshal v'avain me'ata v'yad olam. So the kohanim offer a bracha when they are oikar raglav. They say it should be your will, Hashem our God, that this bracha that you commanded us to be mevarech klal Yisrael, it should be a bracha shalema. There should not be any stumbling block or sin from now until forever. Uma'arichim b'tfilah zu, and they elongate this tefillah ad sheyichle amen shel hoida mipi hatzibor, until the amen of hoida on the bracha of moedim. In other words, when the chazan says bracha to Hashem, hatoiv shemcha ulcha noel hoidois, and the tzibor says amen, they should elongate their tefillah until the Tzibur finishes saying Amen to the Bracha of Maidim. Now, what is this comment in parentheses? Rashi Toysaran Kasu, that you should not say it until their Oime Lefnei Hateva. In other words, it seems like there's a Machlokes Machaber Rama over here. The Machaber says the Tefillah of Hiratzain, the Kaihanim say when they're Oikla Raglav. The Rama is pointing out that might be the opinion of other Rishonim. However, the Balei HaToisus, Rashi, Toisus, the Ran, they say you don't start saying this tefillah until you're Oimer Lefnei HaTeva. Says Mishnah Berurah, Adam Lefnei HaTeva, V'chein HaMinog Achshav, She'ein Oimerim Oisai B'derech HaLichasan. The Minog is like the Rama says, that they don't say it while they're walking. Ki Yim Achar She'omdim Kfar Lefnei HaHichal V'amru Moedim. Only after they're ready in front of the Arayin and they're saying Moedim, Achar Zeh Oimerim Yehi Ratzayin. The Prichadar says, because this techina should be said with Yishav Hadas. Now, what about a Koinez Mel Shmona Esrei, that he's Mechuy of Lalois for Bechas Koinim? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even if he's middle of Psukei de Zimra, he would go up to Duchen, he would not say the Yehi Rasayin. So he's allowed to be Mafsik for Duchening, he cannot be Mafsik for the Yehi Rasayin. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Ad sheyichle amen lav dafka, doesn't mean until amen is finished on that bracha, ela ad sheyisayim ha-shliach tzibur ulchan al haydois. It means they should elongate it until the shliach tzibur finishes saying ulchan al haydois, kedei sheyanu hakol amen al shteihen, so that the tzibur is answering amen to both the bracha of the shatz and to the bracha of the kaihana. Meaning you read this, the simple words of the Mechaber are they should continue to be saying the tefillah of Yehi Ratzon while the tzibur is saying Amen. That's not accurate. No, they should stop before so that the tzibur could answer Amen both to the bracha of Moedim and to their tefillah. Ulufize pasha degama kohanim yanu Amen al brachas hashel tzibur. If that's the case, then the kohanim, when they finish saying the Yehi Ratzon, they should answer Amen, not on their Yehi Ratzon, but on the Moedim of the on the Ulchanu al Hoydos of the Chazan, V'chein Matzasi B'Shulchan Shlomoy. Even though you could ask, but it's going to sound like the Amen is going on their own bracha, yeah? Still, they're allowed to answer Amen. Now, the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even though the Kavana of the Kahal is to answer Amen on the Shliach Tzibur, not on the Brachas Kayanim. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says that a main helps for the Tefillah Kayanim as well, because this Tefillah is mentioned beferish in the Gemara. And he says it could be it's that but they're not even aware and they're not even thinking about that Tefillah. Rav Shlomo Zalman added, it could be it's just a Segula Ba'alma. The Dershu just points out what we said, that even though the Kohanim are finishing saying their bracha simultaneously with the Chazan finishing the Moedim, nevertheless, it's okay for them to answer Amen, even at the risk of appearing like they're answering Amen to their own bracha. Okay, Sif Yud. We'll start Sif Yud. Okay, here we go. Oimdim Baduchen. They stand at the duchan, pneim klapei ha-hechal, they're facing the aroin, v'achareim klapei ha-am, their back is to the people, v'etzboseim kefufim l'toich kapeim, and their fingers are bent into their palms, ad sheshiach tzibur mesayim moedim, until the shatz finishes moedim. V'oz imhim shnayim, then if you have a minimum of two kohanim, koiri lohem ha-sheshiach tzibur kohanim, then the Shliach Tzibur calls out to them, Kaihanim. Says the Mishnah Rura, Ve'etzbei Seim, Kefufim, Ratzalaimar, She'enam Tzrichim Lifrois Kapeim. They don't yet have to open up and stretch out their palms, but until the shatz finishes Moedim, their palms could be in their fingers could be Kafuf into their palms. Okay. Then, if there are two, says Mishabura, Imhim Shnayim, Dechsiv Amar Lohem. Why do you have to call out Kayanim? Because it says, say to them, Dehainu Loimar La Kayanim, Sheyavarchu Es Yisrael, Velohem Mashma L'Shnayim. Okay, so this is an important din. The words Amar Lohem imply that you need to be telling the Kayanim to Duchen. Okay, that's what we learn out from Amar Lahem. But that din that you need to tell the Kohanim, it's mashma, it has to be to a minimum of two, because it doesn't say Amar Loi, it says Amar Lahem. So if you don't have two, it sounds like you don't call out to them. There she brings that later on we'll see that the calling out should l'chalchila be done al yidei Yisrael, but if you don't have a Yisrael, the Bir Halacha says in the name of the Prima Gadim, that the Chiyuv Brachas Kayanim is not the Oraisa, meaning the din de Oraisa Brachas Kayanim is only if you call out to them. And since l'chalchila, if they're no Yisraelim at all, Bechas Kayanim is no longer Da'iraisa. Okay. Now the Shliach Tzibur calls out Kayanim. Aye, it's a hefsik. V'loi chashev hefsik betfila. K'moy d'loi chashev hefsik ma'ashe Shliach Tzibur makri Elohem mila b'mila. The same way it's not a hefsik for the Shliach Tzibur to say Yivarech Echaha. Why is that not a hefsik? The answer is because he's leading the services. Likewise, it's not a hefsik to say kayanim v'atam. The nesias kapayim tsoirach tefilahu. Duchening is a need of the tefillah. The dershu brings that the minog prushim in Eretz Yisrael is that those who are oisik v'tsoirche tzibur are koyre kayanim, not the shliach tzibur. That was the minog of the Chazoy Nish. Yeah, they do that? Yeah, in your place, they do that? Now, who is this guy who's Oisek B'tzarchei Tzibur? The Gabbai? Rabbi Yeager. How do you have time to be Oisek B'tzarchei Tzibur if you're always learning? You're muted, but I don't, your volume is off. Okay, you're jack of many trades. Okay. The Briskerov says, if the reason that the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say kainu is because of hefsik, why aren't we worried for a hefsik for the shatz to say mila b'mila? And in fact, the Chazoy Nish, when he was a Shliach Tzibur, he did not say Yivarechecha, he did not feed the words to the Kohanim. He asked someone else to do it. Why? Hefsek. Okay. What if the Shatz forgot to be mafsik for Berchus Kohanim? Rabbi Yosef says if he finished the tefillah, then even though the Kohanim are still standing there, they should not be mavarich, because Nesias Kohanim was niskana dafka before Sim Shalom. So if the Shatzir was oblivious and he runs through a red light, and all the Kohanim are standing there, they do not go back and duchen with a bracha. I get with it. You could say Yivarechecha, Yar and Yisa, but you don't make the bracha. Okay. Now, that implies that if you don't have two kaihanim, we don't call out kaihanim. Says Rama, V'lo yoimar Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. Some say you do not say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. Meaning when you duchen, you don't say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. Says Mishnah Berurah, the reason is it was only enacted when the Kaihanim are not being Mavarich. But since the Kaihanim are Mavarich, Lama Yomer Asher Tzibur. Meaning you don't say like Kainim Velekei Aviseinu when there's actually Duchening. But V'yesh Oimrim, Sha'oimrim Oysa Belachash, some say you should say it quietly. Kaihanim was Yaimru v'kal ram, until you get up to the word kanim, and then you say it out loud. And then v'choyz v'aymer am kedoy shecha k'amor balachash. V'chei noyagim b'medina yiselo. V'choyz v'aymer am kedoy shecha, says Mishbura, haino asher tzibur. U'mash shenoyagim b'ezim k'om shekanim aymer am kedoy shecha ta'asu. That which the minhag of, in some places, the kohanim say am kedoy shecha, that's a mistake. In other words, okay, now, what about for the people to say, Am Kedoy Shecha? That also has no meaning. Why would they do that? Why would they randomly blurt out, you know, random words? No, they shouldn't do that. V'chei noyagim b'medinois elu. Okay, friends, we're going to hold it over here. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Kol tov. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.